for. So I'm gonna turn you guys around.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so good.
Yeah. See a couple of you. Brooke, you probably have some stuff to do to start, you know, or do you want me to begin?
No, I'd like you guys to go ahead and begin. You can just give an overview of your plans for the trip this week.
Yeah, great. Thanks, everybody, for joining in person there. I have Patrick from Collabo on the call as well, who you guys know very well, and we'll probably chime in with a few items as well. I know you probably can't see my screen very well, but I'm just going to... Oh, well, if you can allow me to share, I'll pop up just a spreadsheet version of our itinerary. Sorry, Brooke, making you turn around there. And I'll walk through it.
All right.
So I thought the best way to approach this would be start by just walking through the itinerary for the trip, and that'll tee up some talking points and some questions about some things. I don't really mind if you guys just jump in. Just let me know if I don't hear you well enough. But feel free to jump in with comments or questions. We are going to be in U City this week. Several of us are showing up on Wednesday. And we're most of us are staying through Friday. So on the morning of Wednesday, March 20th, teams from members of Yard and Collabo will arrive probably in the mid-morning. I believe it's Patrick and Andrew on the Collabo side, and Ed, who couldn't be on this call tonight, but Ed and Daniela from our team on the Yard side are arriving Wednesday. They'll probably grab lunch. I'm sure they'd be open to people joining them if they're interested. And they're going to kind of get together and make sure everything's set and ready to go, which it will be. They'll just be kind of reminding themselves of what's next. We have blocks for one-on-one interviews that are beginning to populate. Ed's been on vacation for a few days, so I'm hoping as he returns this evening, there are some more confirmations coming in, but if you see open holes in the blocks, it's because currently we don't have those filled yet with one-on-one interviews, but hopefully those happen. Those fill themselves in over the next couple of days. We have our first pop-up from 3 to 5, so just as a reminder, we have developed a pop-up kit that has everything in it ranging from tables and chairs, engagement boards, which we'll talk about in a minute, games, soft drinks, things like that, signage, to encourage people to walk up and talk.
I'm going to have you pause for a second. We just got our fifth member, so we're going to call the meeting to order.
Great.
Okay.
I'd like to call a meeting to order. And can we have
Chris Flood?
Here.
Susan Murray?
Here.
Ariel Gardner is not here. Craig Hughes is not here. Christina Dancy?
Here.
Patricia McQueen?
Here.
Mayella Zambrano is not here. Linda Peoples-Jones is not here. Chair Byron Price?
Here.
All right, you have a quorum. You can resume, Kevin.
Fantastic. Welcome, everybody. So we currently have a pop-up scheduled for 3 to 5, as you can see, if you can see on the screen. Our plan is for each of these pop-ups to have our... couple of ambassadors from the project, but also a Yard member, at least one Yard member and one Collabo member. We, as of earlier today, had not confirmed Aldi as the location, but I believe Brooke, Andrew probably reached out to you to see if you had a contact there. Did that happen?
Yes, I assigned it to our economic development specialist, so hopefully I know he has a contact at Aldi, so hopefully we'll be able to get that squared away tomorrow.
Cool. Yeah, if we can't, we'll move it, but it sounds like we'll have some progress there. Again, hopefully we fill in some more one-on-one meetings that afternoon on Wednesday, and then we'll probably have a team dinner to recap all that happened that day. On Thursday, This is when I fly in, so I'm coming in Thursday, and so is Olga, who I don't believe you guys have met, but she's from our team and based in Chicago. So the two of us will be coming in to be an extra set of hands that morning. We'll be arriving mid-morning or around noon. The second pop-up is that morning at Pete's Market on Olive with a member of each team, at least one member. Then at 10 a.m. we're meeting with Darren with UCity Parks and Public Works. I know there was a bit of a conversation about task force attending meetings, so we'll talk about that in a moment and talk about kind of the potential questions and topics we're hoping to discuss with each of these interviews. So I'll come back to that if that works. We can fit other meetings into these time slots. We can even double up on them because we have a big enough team coming to town where we can split up. That'll lead into a lunch, and then we have two afternoon meetings, one with James Bowens from the Well U Cafe at Etzel and Sutter. We're meeting him at his cafe that's under construction. Michael Reed with Shed, we're meeting him at the Panera on Olive. We don't have a pop-up for the afternoon, but that's mainly because we are going to be kind of an all-hands-on-deck prepping for the open house, which is from 4 to 8 p.m. We'll have ambassadors helping us there as well, and that is at the community center. And again, I'm just going through the itinerary now. I can come back to details about the open house and take questions and comments on those as well. Then on Friday, the last day, we have a couple meetings confirmed, one with Chief Henson of University City Police in the morning at 8 a.m. And we also have a third pop-up in the morning at Mi Ranchito on Kingsland. And then at 10, we're meeting with the school superintendent. A lunch recap. And then we are currently, a lot of us are heading out early that afternoon. We have a fourth pop-up scheduled that Friday, but I believe Schnooks is not able to host us, and so we're either going to have to cancel this one and reschedule it for another time with the ambassadors. This one was going to be just the ambassadors anyways, or we can have a conversation with you all about a potential different location. But Schnooks said no to us locating at Schnooks. So I'm just kind of pausing in case anybody wants to jump in, but that is the larger itinerary. We will also, just a few more details, and then I'll kind of jump through some more kind of specific items. We will have a Sprinter van, you know, a basic white Sprinter van that we're renting from the airport, and we'll be using that in the pop-ups to hang our boards. We use magnetic hooks, and we hang them so it helps with the wind. So it also provides a nice visual. People will see that, and hopefully it will draw them in. So if you see that van over there, that is us. And so I think I'll pause for a second and see if there's anything from a big picture standpoint on the itinerary. Like I said, I'm going to jump into some specifics related to the one-on-ones. As a quick agenda here, the one-on-ones, and the open house, and also I want to just walk through briefly the engagement boards, which have probably already gone to print. I can't confirm that yet, but they were on their way earlier, a couple last edits, but I still want to make sure you guys have a chance to see them. But I'll pause there for any questions.
Did Snooks give a reason why they couldn't host it?
Schnooks, I heard that correctly?
Yes.
I think it was just a policy. I don't know, Patrick, do you want to jump in on that?
Yeah, I think it was just a corporate policy, kind of a no solicitation policy, even though I know this is not solicitation in that.
I was going to say, the Girl Scouts.
The Girl Scouts.
Right, exactly. The Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting. We can follow up with them tomorrow, too. Yeah, we can follow up with them tomorrow, too.
The store manager didn't
Yeah, I mean, if it's the same kind of, if you have the same pathway like Aldi, that would be great.
Yeah, we would really appreciate that.
All right.
And I just want to mention that I did get postcards. So with the QR codes, I brought some here. If you guys want to take some, I have some in my office. I also received the yard signs if anybody wants one. Nobody emailed me back their size for T-shirts, so I did not bring them with me. But if you guys, well, I take it back. Linda let me know what size she wanted. So if you guys want T-shirts, those are in my office as well.
Yeah, and thanks for bringing up the yard signs. We would love to have folks tonight, if you want to take those in and put them in their front yard. They're specific to the open house, and so that would be helpful.
They're the same yard signs or for the open house?
They're for the open house.
Okay, kind of sticking with the marketing materials, just to jump on the digital. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Someone talking.
No, it was the same as yours. About
all right, lady.
That's up to you if you want to. Okay.
I don't know if it's appropriate. I don't know who this yard and company is, I haven't been keeping abreast of what's going on. What is Yard and Company?
So Yard and Company is the consultant that is assisting the task force with coming up with its plan/strategy for the revitalization of the Third Ward. So reinvesting those TIP dollars into the Third Ward.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say hello and welcome to whoever that was that doesn't know us. Thanks for asking that.
Chair Price has a question.
Well, I didn't hear the police chief's name.
Were you guys able to get a meeting with Chief Hampton?
The police chief? Yes, we have that in here.
Okay, so you said Chief Henson, and he's the fire chief. So did you also get a meeting scheduled with Chief Hampton?
Oh, I'm sorry. That may be labeled wrong.
Okay.
It says Youth City Police, but it says Chief Henson.
Okay, Chief Henson is fire.
Okay, let me confirm with Ed.
Okay.
He was booked the interviews to see if we also got, if he means the police chief, or we also got the police chief. He might have been waiting to hear back.
Okay.
Chair Price, would you like us to
tell
you if he's not responding to us, or?
I want to make sure that all.
Mm-hmm. I'll meet with him tomorrow, so I can certainly, we have a staff meeting tomorrow, so I'll bring it up with him as well to make sure that if he hasn't responded, that he does so. I think he's here. Yeah, he should be in town.
Leave that a note here. Great.
Say they're on in town.
I'm sure that they can schedule a virtual meeting at a later date. Mm-hmm.
If we cannot get people in person, we will follow up to try to do a Zoom as we get further down the road here.
What was the third pop-up?
Christina wants to know what the third pop-up was again.
Mi Ranchito.
Yes, Mi Ranchito.
And is that in the morning?
What time was that pop-up?
Patrick, that's 9 to 11, correct?
9 to 11, yep.
9 to 11.
Are they open?
I think they're open at 11. But it's not just Mi Ranchito specific. It's that plaza. So there's a laundromat there, a small convenience store, I think a nail salon. I'm not sure what time they open up. So it's not just Mi Ranchito specifically, but that plaza.
Okay.
And I can tell you, I passed that in the morning on the way to work, and there are always cars there.
Okay.
Yeah, we might have been just using that name as a placeholder for the location.
Mm-hmm.
I would just add that was one location, and this is where the strength of our ambassador shows. This was kind of their top spot in the neighborhood.
I do recall.
So we use some of their insight, definitely.
So on the marketing side, just to touch on that for a moment, the survey is live, as well as the interactive social second survey and the second interactive social pinpoint map. It is live on the website, ucitythirdward.com.
It is fun to play around with. I really like how it turned out, both the survey and the map. The survey is much more specific and allows you to dig in on some issues. So please fill it out, and please share with everyone you know. You want to get a lot of responses there. It has also been being shared from the city's social media accounts as well. There is also a Facebook event up for the open house on Thursday on the city's social media Facebook. So.
And it's also gone out in our weekly email blast as well.
Great. So diving into the one-on-one interviews for now. So just a couple things. So we had a couple emails circulate this weekend, or late last weekend, this weekend, around, and we had discussed this in person as well, that task force members, we are perfectly fine with task force members attending the one-on-one meetings. We think that's great. And we love the fact that you would want to buy in that way. There was one consideration, sort of a technical consideration, which is if we reached quorum at a meeting, that would be a problem, but I don't think that's going to happen. Are there any other issues related, like a technical issues, Brooke, that should be mentioned?
No, that's the only one. So if for some reason there is five, I will ask one of you to leave, just so you know, because it won't be posted. So if somehow five people show up, I will ask someone to leave so we don't have any issues come up.
Brooke, will you be? We'll do a...
I will be in some of them, but not all of them, because I also have other things going on. I will be at the open house, though, for the entire time.
And, Kevin, we're attending as observers, right? Or
Yeah, that was going to be my second comment. And this is why I wanted to go through kind of a broad set of questions today. Generally, in this phase, we're going in with a few more specific questions, because we have learned quite a bit, and so I'll walk through those. But we do like to keep them pretty conversational. We feel that that's the best way to make people feel comfortable, not just drilling with questions. You know, allow them to have a conversation with us and make sure we get out of it what we need. I don't know that I would say that you're there just to listen. I think that's a big part of it. I think that's a big part of our job, is to listen as well. And adding context is fine. I think from a kind of philosophical standpoint, it's important to remember that we are there to gather specific information related to the planning process and not necessarily let the conversation go down a road that becomes about something else or becomes unproductive. So that would be my one kind of watch out moment, just to make sure that we don't do that. I know that, you know, if I got some FaceTime, say, with my police chief or somebody like that in my community, I might want to ask him about an overflowing trash can on my corner, and I'd be tempted to do that. But we just would want to keep it productive in that way. So that would be my only kind of caveat there. And so with that said, I'm doing these awkward pauses just because I can't see everybody. I want to see if you guys have anything to say. But... just starting with sort of the general topics of some of these conversations, Darren with Public Works and the Parks Department, obviously we're talking a lot about Raby Park and the plant and the trip, learning more about that. So we'll want to be digging in with him into the activation concepts for that park. So that'll be probably a big chunk of the conversation, as well as any other capital improvements or updates to parks in the Third Ward that are coming, as well as getting his feedback on some of the multimodal connections between the parks, you know, any infrastructure improvements or what's on the table, what's off the table from that perspective, as well as our focus areas beyond the parks. And then also any feedback he might have on Olive. So those would probably take up a good chunk of the hour with him. In terms of Mr. Bowens with Will U Cafe, you know, this is one that's going to be pretty interesting, I think. You know, why did he choose this location? How has the process been to get this built out? How is he thinking, you know, about his cafe in terms of operations? So who is his audience that he's aiming to get, you know, his hours? What would he like to see from a, you know, infrastructure improvement to the intersection in front of his building? Is he exploring outdoor seating or dining on the sidewalk? So we'd probably just dig into more specifics with him, particularly about his location. And we'll be meeting him at that location. So that'll make that useful. Mr. Reed from Shed, we could, you know, if you guys have any comments on this one, we generally want to just update him on where things are starting to head and get his feedback and what, you know, from his perspective as someone who is operating or working at an organization that does this work, what does he think, and how does he think he could potentially plug in? How should we be thinking about implementation, operations, and things of that nature? And then the schools.
Yeah, Patricia has a question.
Okay.
I know Shed has done in the past a lot of work of, you know, almost like rehabbing houses or small repairs on homes for, like, say, senior citizens or folks who are normally able to afford those kind of repairs, house repairs. They're branching, they're evolving. And in fact, they're going to be having a housing fair, I think, in early April. So if you have any questions that would pertain to the topic of housing, that would be good for him.
That's good feedback. I didn't really know they were evolving, so talk to him about that. That housing fair would also maybe get Patrick for an investor pop-up that's coming up in early April.
And so they have been in touch with us about the housing fair because they wanted to extend the invitation to the task force as well. I'm just waiting on the actual materials and information to get to you. So we are aware of that as well. Staff, okay. I should say.
Great. And I would just add in, Kevin, that I think we're also going to touch base on some of our housing toolkit ideas with him as well. So we'll make sure to include that as part of that one-on-one meeting. Yeah, that's a good point.
And I guess my comment would be, if I don't plan to go to any. However, if people do go, they're speaking for themselves. They're not speaking for the task force. You're speaking as an individual.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the way I would look at that, Mr. Chairman, is you know, it's less about bringing opinions and it's more about listening and asking the right questions. So hopefully we can stay out of that potential landmine. Schools, you know, from there, when we meet with schools, because, you know, as you all know, they're a separate, in many ways, separate entity that has their own problems and operations. We want to just hear from them, you know, what are the problems they face? How are the schools doing? Are there things about the built environment in the Third Ward that can help them achieve their mission? You know, it might be pedestrian safety. It might be an improvement of a local park that they could teach outdoor classrooms in. It could be housing for teachers or improved housing for parents and families. So that'll be generally where we take that conversation. These hour-long meetings will go pretty fast. Police and fire, you know, this will be going through in pretty good detail some of the emerging recommendations and getting a sense of, from a safety standpoint, let's stick with police for a moment, whether, say, certain improvements in certain types of designs could help alleviate any safety concerns in certain places, or even maybe we're not focusing enough on a certain corner that could really help them do their job a little bit better, and how we could make them better connected into the community and what you guys want to see happen, and how that could help their help them do their job. And then on the fire side, I would say that mostly becomes about vacant buildings and problems emerging from that, and where they're seeing most of their calls in the third ward and what they're seeing, and just kind of dialing into some of that information with them.
Okay.
All right.
Do we have any additional questions, task force members? Okay.
The only other... Oops, go ahead.
You can go ahead.
The only thing I had was just to go over the boards.
I was going to say, I don't know that that may be more of it may be better to, if you can email the graphics for those.
Sure.
And we can send them out to the task force members, because they can't see my laptop.
Oh, yeah, duh. Great point.
Yeah.
Let me make sure those get out. They went to print probably about an hour ago. So, yeah, we will get those sent out to you guys, and then they'll be in big printed format on kind of foam core board when we get in town Wednesday. And we're going to have them shipped to you, Brooke, like we have been with everything else. We also ordered a lot of the pop-up kit materials today, which Andre might have emailed you about.
Mm-hmm.
So those should be arriving soon as well.
Okay. And so when we do the open house for the task force members, we will be here. And we'll have the boards kind of set up around the room in different spaces. We were supposed to have TV for a couple of, I think, videos or something that would be playing. I'm still working on getting those back here. I know that we have them, but they're not in this building. And then we'll just have the room set up mostly with chairs. There'll be a welcome table and maybe a couple of other tables if people need to write. There is no paper survey this time. So, because there are a lot of pictures and graphics with it, so it is completely electronic. So, we will have the cards with the QR code, but there is no paper survey this time. So, Patricia, to your question about a while back, you were asking about some of those members that were offered to help. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they can certainly take some of these and mm-hmm. hand them out to their contacts in the third ward as well.
Yeah, just to add real quick, Brooke, we are hoping to bring an iPad and an iPad stand to the while we're there, both to the pop-ups and to the open house. So that's a way for people to just walk right up to a screen and fill out the survey if they don't want to go the QR code route. So they can do that while they're
there. I'll probably, then I can bring my laptop, too, to the open house as well as an option.
Great.
Didn't think about that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and we'll have the two. If we do have two TVs, just as a reminder, we're going to be presenting a 10-minute slideshow every half hour for people, and then there will also be kind of a Google Maps station where you can, if you need to go kind of look at street view of a certain street before giving feedback, you'll be able to do that.
And if I can't get the TVs, I think we can probably at the very least find a portable projector. I mean, wish our projector worked, but yeah, at the very least we can. I know we've had one before, I just don't know where it is. But certainly find a portable projector and have for the slideshows to be displayed.
Yeah, for the Google Maps, we could. It's not a perfect, but we could do a laptop as well.
Okay. Any additional input? All right. Well, for us, we can circle back up to our other agenda items since we're a little bit out of order.
So we did roll call.
We did roll call, so we would need to do the minutes.
Legal motion approved the minutes September 18th through February 5th, 2024.
Motion to approve the minutes from September 18th, 2023 to February 5th, 2024.
So to be clear, it's not through that date. Those are just those two dates.
Oh,
yes.
Do we have these?
We have other ones. I'm just still working on getting them done.
So, all right, I'll say that again. Motion to approve the minutes for September 18th, 2023 and for February 5th, 2024.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then public comments, if you want to call.
Yes. Public comments.
All right. No public comments at this time.
Mr. Clayton.
No. No.
Any comments from the task force?
I think we all cold tonight.
It's very cold.
We are cold.
And then our next meeting will be the 15th of April, 6:30. So can we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I second
motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.